Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Hey, I don't really know what today is, but tomorrow is National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. So let's get started. When I was looking at the calendar and saw that Wednesday is National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day, it really didn't matter to me what was happening on Tuesday, unless it had something to do with fathers and daughters, because my whole goal for today's episode is to give fathers a heads up and let them know what you need to do for tomorrow. And what that is to schedule some time, put it on your calendar, do whatever you have to do to make sure that you set aside some time to take a walk with your daughter. So, you know, it doesn't matter what all happens. I don't care if you're a doctor and you are on call. You need to find some time to take a walk with your daughter, even if it means that you are taking a walk while you are on the phone with her because she is nowhere close to you. It's still a walk and it's still with your daughter. Now, the reason I'm so passionate about this type of topic is because I really feel like the father-daughter relationship is a very, very important one. And it means a lot to daughters to know that their fathers see them. You know, there are times where people say, oh, you know, daughters, when they go looking for a husband, they tend to look for men like their fathers. But fathers, if you are not present, if you are not giving them something to aspire to, then you know what? You never know what you're going to get. Now, granted, you could be present and your daughter still go for that dude that you are really not feeling. And you know what? In those situations, know, trust, and understand she's the one that has to live with them. You don't. So just get over that, get beyond it, get past it. But I really feel very strongly about father-daughter relationships, and I always have. So unfortunately, I'm not going to get a chance to participate in National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day in the sense of actually walking with my father because he's no longer with us. However, I do plan on taking a walk, and I do plan on taking his picture with me, and I plan on thinking back to all of those great times that we had together, conversations, just all things daddy-daughter. That's going to be my focus for tomorrow. And speaking of focus, I feel like people whose fathers are still here or fathers whose daughters are still here, either way, it works both ways, that they lose focus. They are so dead set on trying to figure out how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know, my present life is so hectic and it's so this and so that, that you stop spending as much time with your loved ones. You stop investing time with them and finding out what it is that they're doing and how they're feeling and if they're okay. And then that day comes that something happens and they end up in the hospital or worse. And then that's when all of it comes tumbling down on the person and they realize, you know what? There were so many times that I could have, should have, would have, but I didn't. And now I am upset with myself because I didn't. But at that point, it is too late. You cannot get that time back. So what I'm saying is, if you have a father that's still present, if you have a daughter, dads, if your daughter is still present, take this time. Don't even wait till tomorrow. Do it today and tomorrow. You know, set up a day every month that you do something with them or talk to them or just show them how much you care and how much you love. I'm telling you, that father-daughter relationship is powerful. And I mean, it means the difference. Like, so fathers, if you have little daughters, it means the difference in self-esteem, in so many other things, with being able to have a voice and speak and be heard and understood. There are so many pluses to you showing up and showing out in your daughter's life that it's not even funny. You know, people say that, you know, a boy needs a man in his life to show him how to be a man. Well, a girl needs her father in her life to show her how a man should treat her, as well as just how to move in the society. You know, dads can't teach daughters how to be girls, but there's still so many lessons to be taught in that relationship that, you know, without it, I think that a whole lot of trial and error has to take place. And that can be pretty tough. It's tough already being a female, you know? So why add more when you can make it so much easier, dads? Speaking of making it easier, I did see something trending today that, in my opinion, is technically related to father-daughter take a walk day. And it's the fact that Halle Bailey, if you're unsure of who she is the young lady who Disney has penned as the new Little Mermaid in their action movie of the Little Mermaid. There was all this big blow up about 2 years ago because Disney picked her and she's black. And people were like, oh my gosh, the Little Mermaid is white and this and the other thing. And, you know, and there were a lot of people that were kind of putting logic to it. And, oh, it's a terrible thing when you put logic to something like this because it's a freaking cartoon, you know? But anyway, the fact that, you know, if we are talking about a mermaid, someone who lives out in the ocean and comes up and sits on rocks and whatnot, then she would not be as pale as the cartoon version of the Little Mermaid. She would have a tan, wouldn't she? And then it's like, oh, but it's all about the red hair. Okay, yeah. So it's not going to be fire red like the Little Mermaid, because that would just look really crazy for a real person in a real movie. However, when you think about people when they go to the sun and the sun naturally lightens their hair and it's got that like auburnish reddish type color to it, that's pretty much what they've done with Halle. And so the pictures that have been leaked, everybody's kind of like going crazy over now. She's trending on Twitter, but that has nothing to do with daddies and daughters taking a walk. However, the story of the Little Mermaid, in my mind, if King Triton had taken a walk with his daughter and actually let her know her worth coming from the male perspective, I think that she would not have gone through all of the drama that she did. Granted, she may have still wanted to be a human, but I don't know that she would have made a deal with Ursula to then try to win her way on the shore, you know? And then when you back it up way, 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 way back in the day to Hans Christian Andersen, who was the actual originator of the Little Mermaid story, this was back in the 1800s. This is one of the darkest stories you have ever heard. I mean, the Little Mermaid, she sold her soul literally. And then it didn't work. She didn't make the prince fall in love with her. So then she gets a second deal. It's like, well, if you kill the prince, then you'll get to stay. And all of this, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. But it still goes back to the main idea, as far as I'm concerned, is that if King Triton had taken his daughter for a walk and talked to her regularly instead of talking at her, then I think their relationship would have been a lot better and things would have turned out a lot different. Now, granted, I know we're talking cartoons here, but in my mind, if that daddy had taken a walk or a swim, if you will, with his daughter, then I think things would have turned out much better for everyone involved. All right, dads, you have your homework assignment. So what you need to do right now is go ahead and get on the phone, send a text, whatever you need to do to reach out to your daughters to make sure that she has room for you on her schedule tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, make it another day. And as a matter of fact, extra challenge is to do it biweekly or monthly. Do it on a regular basis to the point where she will look forward to talking to you and you her and all that good stuff. And you know what? Let's take it one step further than that. Although Disney hasn't put out the date for this movie to come out, there is rumor that Rotten Tomatoes says that Disney has a number of live action films slated to come out in the summer, or excuse me, in the spring of 2022. So let's just assume that The Little Mermaid is going to come out in the spring of 2022. Go ahead and put that on your date, on your calendar too. Put that date down. It's not an actual date, but the beginning of summer, have a reminder set. We're going to go see The Little Mermaid together and just enjoy yourselves. Have fun and live life to the fullest. You know what I mean? All right, guys, that's today's episode. I hope you had a great time. Dads, I hope you're picking up on this. Moms, you know, you could take a note from this too, just because it's not mother-son take a walk day. You can still go ahead and get that going as well, because your day is going to come. Of course, you know that, right? Just checking. All right, you guys have a great Tuesday, and I'll see you back here again on Thursday.